Recorded Books is pleased to present the Modern Scholar series, where great professors teach you. My name is Richard Poe, and I'll be your host. Today we begin a course entitled Rings, Swords, and Monsters, exploring fantasy literature. Your professor is Michael D.C. Drought, the William and Elsie Prentice Professor of English at Wheaton College, where he teaches courses in Old and Middle English, Medieval Literature, Chaucer, Fantasy, and Science Fiction. Professor Drought received his Ph.D. in Medieval Literature from Loyola University in 1997. He also holds M.A. degrees from Stanford and the University of Missouri, Columbia, and a B.A. from Carnegie Mellon. In 2005, Professor Drought was awarded the Prentice Professorship for Outstanding and Innovative Teaching. The Wheaton College Class of 2002 awarded him their Faculty Appreciation Award. He is the editor of J.R.R. Tolkien's Beowulf and the Critics, which won the Mythopoetic Scholarship Award for Inklings Studies for 2003. Drought is one of the founding editors of the journal Tolkien Studies and is editor of the J.R.R. Tolkien Encyclopedia. He has also published articles on Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea books and Susan Cooper's Dark is Rising series of children's fantasy novels. Drought has written an Old English grammar book, King Alfred's Grammar, which is available for free at his website, www.michaeldrought.com. The overwhelming success of Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings films and the Harry Potter series demonstrates that the fantasy genre is alive and well in the new millennium. The fantasy genre continues to evolve, with stories of magical realism raising the question of what should be properly labeled fantasy. Should fantasy be considered serious literature, or is it merely escapism? In this course, renowned Professor Michael Drought examines the roots of fantasy and explores the works that have defined the genre. Through his incisive analysis and deft assessment of what makes these works so very special, Drought delves into the mythological stories that have formed the basis of the enduring appeal of fantasy literature. By rereading ancient epics and poems, Drought illustrates how certain stories and themes reverberate through the literary tradition, and then goes on to show how authors in the 19th and 20th century created their own myths and worlds that, in turn, influenced the writers of today. Fantasy literature, Drought claims, continues to be popular because it confronts the big questions of life and explores such difficult concepts as the nature of evil and the possibility of an afterlife. As vivid as the imaginations of its authors might be, fantasy literature has remained popular and influential mostly because it has never turned its back on the questions that real people deal with every day. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 1. What is fantasy literature? Genre, canon, and history. And now, Professor Drought.